It's time to start the popcorn popping because movie critic Bob Mondello has our latest home video recommendation. This week, he is touting Cedar Rapids, a little-noticed comedy that was in theaters just a few months ago.
Innocence has always been comedian Ed Helms' trump card, whether he's playing a dim bulb in The Office or a tattooed dentist in The Hangover. But even for him, insurance salesman Tim Lippe is a naive, a guy who's never set foot outside of Brown Valley, Wisconsin, and who is dating someone you could say he's known since seventh grade.
Do you realize I used to just stare and stare at you when you were teaching us about the rainforest or whatever? And I would think, I wonder what Mrs. V looks like with her clothes off. And then, boom, we run into each other in line at True Value. And boom, here we are, making love, like once a week. It's like it was fate or something. Did you ever used to look at me and think dirty things?
You were 12.
Right.
For Tim, an insurance agent's convention in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is a trip through the looking glass. Everything is new. His first plane ride, a shiny rent-a-car that makes him feel like he's won the lottery, a hotel clerk who wants to swipe his credit card as he checks in.
I was under the impression that you honored traveler's checks.
You bet. We just need to make an imprint of the card. Don't worry, okay. We are not going to charge it.
Looks like you just charged it.
Just an imprint.
Okay.
Tim's not dumb, let's note, just inexperienced. So he's given a crash course in alcohol, business ethics, and women by some other insurance agents, played with disarming cynicism by Anne Heche, charm by The Wire's Isaiah Whitlock Jr., and much backslapping by John C. Reilly.
Why are you showing me a picture of your mom?
She's not my mom, okay? She's my girlfriend, and we're basically pre-engaged.
Whoa, my bad. Beautiful woman, in any case. Wait a minute, what's pre-engaged?
Many shots of cream sherry later, Tim emerges as principled and upstanding as he went in. Cedar Rapids is a nifty little charmer that clearly didn't strike audiences as a must-see at the multiplex, but that turns out to be just perfect for the rec room. In this case, provided there aren't any small kids around, since the language is pretty blue. The film, though, is as sweet as its hero. I'm Bob Mondello.
Oh, holy night, costly premiums have them pining. Term life robs them of all they are worth. But there is hope. Policyholders now have choices. Behold an agency that won't leave you torn.
This is NPR.